you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hello and welcome to Daily Pop. Today we're talking about Beyoncé's latest power move to change the world. But we begin with a star we haven't seen in a very long time, Rob Kardashian. Oh, this got me so excited. Rob just made a very public return by posting some photos on Instagram from Khloe's family-only birthday party over the weekend. A source tells E! News Rob is happier than ever. He still works out with a trainer, but has really been focusing on his healthy eating habits. And we're told Rob also loves spending time with his little girl Dream, and she is his number one priority. It's been a long time since we've seen Rob. You guys, why do you think he decided to make an appearance now?
I think he just feels good about himself. I feel like he's been working on himself in the privacy of his own home, and he was just ready to come back and come out and support his sister. But I love that the Kardashians gave him his space to figure out his life and let him have that private time, kind of like they gave Kylie that private time when she was pregnant.
Right. I was going to say the exact same thing. I think he probably, as we already said, you know, is taking the time out to really, you know, establish healthy habits. He feels really good about himself. It's Khloe and him, I feel like, have always been the closest. And he wanted to get out and support her. And it was really nice to see him look so genuinely happy, so genuinely relaxed, and not really shying away from the cameras, which I feel like is the newer version of Rob that we've gotten to know in recent years.
Right. Mm-hmm. And not that I think this is calculated, but as you said, Morgan, they do have a special bond. They are probably the closest mm-hmm. siblings. And I think that he just wanted to be out there and to support her and celebrate Khloe. Now, if we could look into our crystal balls, as we do, what do you guys think would be the next move for Rob?
I think Rob is going to go back to his private life. I think every family has that one sibling who doesn't like the spotlight. The Osbournes had Amy. Mm-hmm. You know, the Richies have Miles. Like, there's always one sibling who doesn't want that fame.
Wow, yeah,
really
I agree.
Dug
I think
into
he's
the Rolodex of celeb siblings we don't see much of.
It's true. They were really good. They were also a little inside too, which I really liked.
Yeah.
I think he's made his decision clear. I think his focus is on his daughter. He doesn't want the fame. I think he's happy to hand that off to his sister. So I think he's just going to continue. Hopefully it's my wish for him to just continue down the healthy and happy road that he's on right now, because he really hasn't looked this mm-hmm. good in a really long time.
Totally agree. That smile speaks volumes of where he's at right now. So I just want to see more mm-hmm. happy Rob, whether he wants to give it to us or not. I think that we will continue to see him just shining like that. So that's great. Okay, moving on to Jada Pinkett Smith and Jaden. They have called out YouTuber Shane Dawson after an old clip of him resurfaced where he appears to be touching himself inappropriately near a poster of Willow, who was just 11 years old at the time. Shane has addressed the renewed criticism in a 20-minute video posted on YouTube called Taking Accountability. In it, he says he's sorry for his behavior, and he also apologizes for his use of blackface, the N-word, and other offensive comments over the years. Jada hit up Twitter saying she's done with his excuses. What do you guys make of the apology? Do you think that people can change? Should he be canceled for good? I mean, we talk about this literally every other day about canceling people owning up to their past mistakes. How do you guys feel about this one in particular?
I mean, first of all, I watched the video for as long as I could. It is extremely, extremely long. I thought the video was good. I think he really kind of hit an angle that I think he knew he had it. He had to. So on that end, I think it was probably a little calculating, because I do think that he really needed to take accountability for everything that he has ever done in the past. But I do feel like as I got into the groove of watching the video, I do feel like it was almost cathartic for him to kind of finally address everything people have been sort of talking about for years and years and years. And he really did express that, look, in previous apologies, I just wanted it to go away. I was manic, which I think I said on the show a few weeks ago. Like, I just basically want to throw everything at people so they just leave me alone and know I'm not racist. So I think it was a good video. I do think people can change if they truly put in the work. I do think when you are a 31-year-old, almost 32-year-old man versus a 25-year-old, I do think you're a really different person. I know for myself, I'm very different from back when I was 25. The other flip side, I mean, Justin and I go back and forth about this. I'm not for cancel culture. I mean, it does depend on the circumstance. I mean, if you are just an atrocious, vile human being who wants to take no, self-recognition for the things you have done wrong, then you should be canceled. But if you're somebody that wants to learn and better yourself, I'm supportive of that. I do think in regards to Shane, on the flip side, there was an audience for the videos that he did. So where are those people now? Are those the people that are canceling him? Because why is it taking a movement like now for people to call out this behavior? And I know they had in the past a little bit, but he still continued to make more and more videos that use blackface, that use the N-word. You know, so I'm just confused about where was the outrage truly on a massive level back then?
For sure. But the other problem is, and we're not even getting to the root of the issue, yeah, there's a Shane Dawson here in Los Angeles, but there's 1,000 more Shane Dawsons on social media, on YouTube, and on these platforms. Why is YouTube and other platforms letting this kind of behavior go unflagged? How has no one looked into these things and said, maybe this person shouldn't be putting out this kind of speech or sexualizing an 11-year-old girl? So yeah, let's stop the Shane Dawsons of America, but also let's stop the platforms who are letting this happen.
100%, 100%.
Yeah, and with every single apology that we've been given, I know we have to assess each one differently, but at this point, all I have to say is actions will speak louder than words. So we'll just have to see if these people truly change, have a change of heart. You are different when you get educated. So hopefully this was a teachable learning moment for him. But keeping with Jada, she's been hitting the streets in support of Black Lives Matter. She's even been in Kentucky rallying for Breonna Taylor. There have also been many protests over the death of 23-year-old Elijah McClain. Just days ago, the governor signed an executive order to investigate this case. For anyone who doesn't know Elijah's story as well, let's just talk about why this is also very important.
This case is important for a few reasons. One, for people who oppose Black Lives Matter and say, you know, oh, well, if he wouldn't be doing anything illegal, then the police wouldn't have had to intervene, so this wouldn't have happened. But we're dealing with somebody who was just walking home from his house from a convenience store and made it known that he was just going home. Breonna Taylor was sleeping in her bed. That's not illegal. And I wonder if Black Lives Matter wouldn't have happened, if this wouldn't be an issue right now, they would have just swept this under the rug and this guy would have never gotten the investigation that he deserves. And that's the problem.
Absolutely.
So now we're putting a face with somebody who does things that we all do on a daily basis, walk home, you know, wear hoodies. It's not illegal to wear a hoodie or a hat or a mask on your face. I can wear a Halloween costume 24/7 in July.
Right.
That is not illegal. So this is why this is important, because we're not forgetting these cases. We're bringing them back up and the people have spoken. They want justice. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. I mean, and if you read, you know, his last words, or you even see a clip of Elijah, I mean, you know that this is probably one of the more harmless people you've ever encountered. I mean, you can just tell what a gentle, sweet soul he was. So for something like this to have happened to somebody like him is just so not acceptable. And that's not even the right wording to put behind it. But now is really the only thing, unfortunately, that can be done is that justice does need to be served, because that's the only thing that can somewhat rectify what has taken place.
Yeah, and I think what is so outrageous and enraging about this is that Elijah's death happened in Aurora, Colorado, which is also where that horrible movie theater shooting happened years ago, and the shooter was arrested peacefully, and then this happened to Elijah. And that is just why change is needed.
It's so backwards. It's insane.
Thank you.
All right, you guys, coming up, we're talking to Phaedra Parks, plus Hollywood's top new trends are next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Yo, Chuck, I'm fighting the power right now, thanks to you, Flav, and P.E. Putting it down, putting your life on the line so I can rap now. The next generation still singing Fight the Power.
Watch me get them like Kobe, sick with it, no COVID.
I'm a savage, classy, bougie.
We're all winners, ladies, and let's keep bigging up the culture, because that's what this has been about and will always be about.
At least you'll stay forever young. I guess you picked the perfect way to die.
You inspire all of us, which is why I'm so proud to name Beyoncé the 2020 BET Awards Humanitarian of the Year honoree.
I want to dedicate this award to all of my brothers out there, all of my sisters out there inspiring me, marching and fighting for change. Your voices are being heard, and you're proving to our ancestors that their struggles were not in vain.
Welcome back to Oh my gosh.
Wait, how am I sitting here with acne and 15 pounds of ass on my back extra because of COVID, and Beyonce come out of here like she been in a chamber?
Seriously.
Like, where was she?
That's Beyonce.
That is Beyonce for you. And those are just some of the moments we are still thinking about from this past weekend's BET Awards. There were tons of powerful performances. And of course, that was Beyonce accepting the humanitarian award from Michelle Obama. Yeah, I think she's really used this time in quarantine to better herself, which is what we should have been doing. But I mean, how amazing is this woman, and how gorgeous from the inside out is this woman?
She looks good.
100%.
She really looks good. I mean, she always looks good, but right now she really looks good. So good for her.
She is snatching wigs. But y'all, let's not pretend like Beyonce hadn't been in quarantine for the last 3 years. Yeah. Like, she lives in her fortress. She doesn't come out except to go to Target once a year.
Yeah, right.
It's true.
Oh my gosh, she is something else. Idol. All right, you guys, we've got to talk about some Tuesday trends. Bangs, they're back, baby. Well, stars like Kim KW and Dua Lipa, they have been styling the parted bang look. Try it or trash it.
I tried this in like the seventh grade. It's just not for me, but I think it's cute on them. So trash it for me, try it for popular girls.
Okay.
I'm going to go trash it. Like, if you've seen it once or twice on Instagram, it's already done.
True. Oh, okay. You know what? Amen. I'm try it. I have super long-ish bangs. They're not really even bangs anymore, but like I'll do the half up and then the hair right here. So I'm trying it. I don't know if I'm cutting my bangs, but I'll try it.
Yeah, okay, it works for you.
Thank you. Up next is the eye-catching makeup trend stars like Bebe Rexha and Tracee Ellis Ross cannot get enough of. We're talking about the colorful eyeshadow. I'm going to just say it right now. Try it. I love it.
I'm gonna go trash it because you can't even go nowhere right now. So what are you putting eye color on for?
For fun.
True. It's fun for Instagram. I'm gonna try it, but the person who does it needs to be really good at it. Like, it needs to be well executed.
Okay, so you don't even trust yourself to try it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. I can't brush my hair.
Right, got it. You see, I have not been doing any funky eyeshadow this entire quarantine, so I don't know, maybe I'll try it in a couple days or something. I have no idea. Sometimes I find myself with time. All right, you guys, celebs like Kendall Jenner and Vanessa Hudgens, they have been spotted rocking the swimsuit trend of the summer. It's the backless bandeau bikini. Try it or trash it.
Trash it. I couldn't handle it.
What?
I bet not with those jugs.
Oh my God, Justin.
Are you Tom Arnold? Who says those jugs?
It's 90 straight guy, man. Oh, no, I feel like it's one of those things that girls that are in the 1% who don't have much in the front can wear and do, but a lot of women can't just wear that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
So trash it.
Okay, you know what? I am a try it because I am that 1% you're talking to, Justin, and not very, not very like Morgan, I guess, in that department. Okay, even when they're not wearing bikinis, the stars have been showing some skin. Both Rita Ora and Bella Hadid have rocked the cinched crop tops. What do you guys think? Try it or trash it?
Oh, God. I feel like I'm 300 years old. I'm going to trash it just because, like, I'm not doing that right now. I'm not doing it.
Too old for it?
I don't know. I mean, maybe, I guess I'm just in such a quarantine mood that, like, I just am not being adventurous. So right now I'm saying trash it. But if I was at work, I'd say try it.
Oh, okay.
The inner thought in me would wear this Monday through Sunday and then twice, you know, like twice again on Friday because I would have to rewear it to go to the club. So I'm going to go with try it.
Oh my God. You guys, I have two tops that are like this and I have worn them on this show. They weren't as cinched, but catch me on a Saturday and it will be that cinched. So I'm trying all the trends today. Thank you very much. I am that bitch. All right, you guys, up next, we've got Phaedra Parks. She's talking marriage boot camp. Plus, is she really returning to Housewives? Find out next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Menina and I have never had sex.
Damn.
No sex.
None. Blue balls.
I know. What I got in my lower half is so powerful. You know, it's like the Holy Grail. If you get a taste of it, you might lose your mind.
Phaedra Parks is back on reality TV, y'all, and she is joining us now on Daily Pop. That was a look at Marriage Bootcamp Hip Hop Edition. So, Phaedra, no sex? Is that real?
Yes, it is.
Now, I have to ask you, is it harder for you or is it harder for your man? Because I watched Real Housewives since you've been on it, honey, and it seems like you like to get a little freaky deaky every now and then.
Well, I was married. So I have a good set of morals, so.
How has that journey been withholding sex, and did you find that it was important for your relationship?
You know, for me, I want to make sure that I'm making the right choices for me and my sons, because I have two young boys that I'm raising. And so I can't willy-nilly in and out of relationships. And so, you know, I was in a relationship prior to Medina with Tone, and, you know, that was very passionate, but, you know, it didn't work. And I just wanted to make sure that I'm making the right choice. And so, you know, sometimes you have to slow down and do things in an orderly fashion.
Right. Now, I have to ask you, because I know that on Marriage Boot Camp, things can get a little crazy with other cast members. What was harder, dealing with those cast members or the Real Housewives?
It is totally different. I mean, the main difference is, you know, Marriage Boot Camp, it's real because there's cameras, and so it's not you see people running around, and you know when people are obviously running behind you with the camera. Everything is, and the cameras are all in the walls and in the refrigerator, and you know they're everywhere.
Wow.
So it's not.
So you don't even get a break.
No, yeah, there's no break. They're in the bedroom. The only place that they don't have cameras is in the where you use the bathroom.
Wow, I could not do that.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Real Housewives of Atlanta, there is a rumor out there that NeNe Leakes wants you back in Atlanta. I have to know if Andy Cohen called you and said, Phaedra, come and get your peach, would you do it?
Well, you know, this interview is really about marriage boot camp and about finding love and being in love, not really fighting love. So I hope that you'll tune in and watch me on, you know, marriage boot camp on July the 2nd.
Oh, for sure, for sure. One of my favorite moments in reality TV was when you were driving your son to school and you had this very emotional conversation with him. I know you've been outspoken about Black Lives Matter. I know that you have been, you know, very open with your kids. What's it like having these conversations with your kids?
It's difficult because they're very innocent and they're young boys, but unfortunately, because of the time that we live in, there are conversations that have to be had because they could be the next hashtag. And I have to be very realistic with myself as a woman of color because I am an attorney, I am a funeral director, I am an activist, and I get the calls. And it's countless hashtags. And so it doesn't seem to be coming to an abrupt end for our people, people of color, that is. And so I have to really have those very hard conversations with my boys and say, hey, unfortunately, this is the history of this country. And this is how you might be viewed. And, you know, that is, it's tough. But, you know, I think that's where the problem lies, is that for, you know, my generation, my parents weren't really talking about it as much because they had overcome some of the obstacles and, you know, they were doing much better. And they, you know, my mom had integrated schools when she was a young girl. And so I think because it's such a hard subject to talk about, and a lot of times you don't want to delve back into it because it's so painful, you don't have those conversations about the history of what's happened in race relations in this country. And so, you know, that is why it repeats itself, because people don't understand the differences and they don't understand the struggle of what it's like to be, you know, racially profiled, to be in a situation where you're judged based on skin color versus your resume or the, you know, the content of your character and your qualifications. So, you know, it's really tough, but I'm happy that we're having the conversation because it is about time, honey. Time was up and now it's about time.
It is about time. It's about time that we have these conversations, and it's about time that I see you back on reality TV. I will be watching this Thursday on WeTV as you premiere on Marriage Boot Camp Hip Hop Edition. Thank you so much,
Phaedra.
Thank
you.
Well, that is all for us today. I just loved how honest and open Phaedra is with all everybody.
Mm-hmm. She is amazing. So good.
She is so insightful, and just she's doing just so much good work for the world. Mm-hmm. People need to see it. So that was a great combo, Justin. All right, you guys, tomorrow on Daily Pop, the most popular show on TV right now, you're going to be surprised. Plus, how you can own a piece of Cardi B. Who wants to own some Cardi B?
Me!
All right, you guys, catch you tomorrow. Bye, everyone.